SBS Radio.
Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has spent the better part of the last fortnight defending his decision to declare today a National Day of Mourning. At an official memorial service at Canberra's Parliament House, he has argued the whole nation can reflect upon the Queen's life.
Monuments to the Queen dot our landscape. The name of Elizabeth lives in nearly every city and town. Perhaps the greatest tribute we can offer her family and her memory is not a marble statue or a metal plaque. It is a renewed embrace of service to community, a truer understanding of our duty to others, a stronger commitment to respect for all. This would be the most fitting memorial to a magnificent life of service to others.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton also gave a short tribute to the late monarch, like Governor-General David Hurley, who recalled how moved he was attending the Queen's London funeral. Mr. Dutton was effusive in his praise.
The outpouring of global grief in these past 14 days speaks to just how much she was loved. Hers was a truly extraordinary reign, the longest-serving monarch in British history. 70 years of unwavering and impeccable duty.
There were relatively few members of the public in Canberra for the memorial, but almost 600 dignitaries were estimated to be in attendance at the official service, including former Prime Ministers Scott Morrison, John Howard and Paul Keating. Many of the dignitaries laid floral tributes at the centrepiece of the service, a 1954 painting of the Queen by 8-time Archibald Prize winner Sir William Dargie. Meanwhile, the United Nations General Assembly has continued in New York, and head of Australia's delegation, Foreign Minister Penny Wong, has responded to threats by Russian President Vladimir Putin to use nuclear weapons in his ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
These threats are unthinkable and they are irresponsible. Russia alone is responsible for this illegal and immoral war, and peace must first lie with Russia withdrawing from Ukrainian territory.
It's a line in the sand that the federal opposition is also drawing, and they want to go even further. With Ukraine requesting more howitzers and bushmasters from Australia, opposition Foreign Affairs spokesman Simon Birmingham says there should be no limit to the humanitarian and military assistance Australia offers to Ukraine.
And we ought to see that continued level of support, because it is important to act as a deterrent to any others in the future. There's never a time to give up on the support for international rules and norms, on the support for sovereignty, territorial sovereignty and the freedom of peoples.
Penny Wong has also been meeting representatives from countries who are part of the joint team with Australia still investigating the downing of MH17 in 2014, the Netherlands, Belgium and Ukraine.
I commend the tireless work of the respective investigative agencies, including the Australian Federal Police, whose efforts have been so important to enabling us to hold those responsible to account. In addition, Australia and the Netherlands are committed to the pursuit of accountability through our dispute against Russia in the International Civil Aviation Organisation.
Senator Patrick Dodson has been advancing Australia's plans to include Indigenous voices in Australian and global foreign policy.
Today I participated in the round table on how First Nations people's rights, interests and contributions can be made more effectively, not only in our foreign affairs policies, but how we are progressing those rights and interests at home in Australia.
The Senator says there is still work to be done, but a great deal of progress has already been made.
It was great to hear from other nation states as to how they are working with First Nations peoples to deliver things that only 10 years ago would have been unthinkable, in terms of the participation and having a voice, not only in the domestic issues, but in foreign affairs arrangements.
But the mood is not quite so optimistic back home in Australia. There are shockwaves still reverberating from a bombshell report into Hawthorne Football Club's treatment of Indigenous players and their families. The federal government has thrown its support behind the AFL's formal inquiry into the allegations, but Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says racism is a problem that's not confined to one club.
Let's not pretend that racism lives at Hawthorne. It is right throughout society, and we need to look at it broadly because it diminishes everybody.
The treatment of Indigenous people in Australia is something that even the largely reverent Queen's Memorial Service had to confront. Anthony Albanese was keen to emphasise the centrality of First Nations people.
Her reign spanned more than half the life of our modern federation, and we proudly honour her memory today on a continent home to the world's oldest continuous culture, paying respect to traditional owners and elders past, present and emerging.
A group known as the Wiradjuri Echoes escorted the official party to the Great Hall to begin the service. And an elder conducted a formal Indigenous welcome to country. But that was little comfort to the crowds gathered in Brisbane, Sydney, Canberra and Melbourne for their own morning service. Among the protesters was also Federal Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe. The services held by the protesters were not for the Queen. This was about what they say is the ongoing impact of colonisation. Wayne Wharton is from the Kumamadi mob. He says the monarchy in Australia needs to go.
The House of Windsor was used as a mechanism and as a tool to generate those invasions and that barbarism that took place. And I think a lot of people, as you can see, have braved the day.
This protest organiser of an Abolish the Monarchy march in Melbourne says it's been almost impossible to watch Australians grieve for a Queen who represents so much heartache for Indigenous people.
Lots of our community are feeling pain after seeing everybody mourn the Queen's death. She represents lots of violence and genocide and stolen land from our people, and I think it's really important that we come together and do this healing ceremony as a community, because it is hard to watch this country mourn a monarch who represents the destruction of our lands and our people.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.